This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Like the present to get into what's going on in the world today. No time for dabbing around, dubbing around. No time for wasting time. This is the DJV Experience. You can follow the show on Twitter at DJV Show, at Jennifer Horn, at On Air Victoria, at C. Schillen, at Doug Steffen. Like us on Facebook.com/DJV Show. Well, the suspense is over. The fact that Carrie Fisher and Debbie Reynolds are no longer with us. Next question is, when are they going to be buried? Oh, yes, ladies and gentlemen, lots of people are worried and concerned about their funeral, which will be tomorrow. It seems that all the pieces have been put together. Private ceremony in Beverly Hills, and then they get buried where everybody else gets buried, at Forest Lawn. You got a plot. You have your father has a plot there, right, Jennifer?
No, my grandparents do.
Oh, your grandparents do.
Mm-hmm.
Are you on the
my
side?
My grandparents
are
both there.
Are they on the side of the hill? Are they on the top of the hill? Can we see
well,
them from the
five? Well, there's actually, I don't know if people realize, but there are actually two Forest Lawns. One of them they call Hollywood, which is in Burbank, actually.
Yeah.
And that's where my grandmother and my grandfather are buried. And, yeah, they're kind of, well, you were at the funeral for my grandma.
Yes.
And then it's really right by that chapel is where they're buried that we have the service. And then the other piece of my family, my grandmother's sister and brother-in-law are actually at the Forest Lawn in Glendale, which is a larger place that it's more spacious than the Hollywood one.
Right, but I don't think there are a lot of stars that are buried there.
You'd be surprised.
Really?
A bunch of stars in Glendale. In fact, I believe Michael Jackson's actually at that one. I have to double check that. But yeah, it's interesting because it's very close together, and there are stars at both for sure.
I know Ed's buried at the one in Hollywood.
Right, Burbank. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Burbank. I always did, well, isn't that kind of like when that's pretty fitting? Because Carson used to start the Tonight Show live from Hollywood. When in fact, the studios were in Burbank forever and a day. Now
that's
they're
sort
up
of
at
what
the,
they do at Forest Lawn.
Mm-hmm. Really? Live? Oh, wait a minute. Dead from Hollywood. It's the... I don't know
so
where...
Sensitive.
I think Carson's ashes were scattered at sea. If I remember correctly. Oh, this turned out to be...
here's the way, if you really are interested in this, here's the way it divides out.
Okay.
So Forest Lawn Hollywood Hills is the one we were just talking about in Burbank.
Yeah,
then they
that's
have
the one
Forest
everybody
Lawn.
Sees when they drive down the 5.
When you're at nearest Universal Studios.
Mm-hmm.
Forest Lawn Memorial Park is in Glendale, and that's actually the one that you see when you drive down the 2 freeway. And then at that place, you have the Forest Lawn Museum, which is where, I think that's where Michael Jackson actually is, part of that. And they also have like a Last Supper painting. I had to go there for my art class once. They have different stuff going on at that one. So that one's definitely the larger of the two.
All right, so then you and I need to make it our business sometime. We have lots of things to do this winter. One of them is to go to Forest Lawn and find out where everybody's buried. There's another cemetery in, it's not Westwood, but it's close to UCLA, I think, and it's not
the
federal...
Yeah, that one you can see off the freeway, and I think that's a one for vets and stuff.
Yeah, but isn't there another one, like, where Marilyn Monroe's a bunch of people that are buried...
Oh, yeah, Hollywood Memorial.
Yeah, okay, that's the other one. All right, folks,
this
how
is interesting.
So
none of that is open to the public, though, right? Because wouldn't people be going into cemeteries?
Death tours are a big deal.
Death tours are a big deal. Oh, yeah.
Big deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
All those buses you see riding around Hollywood, see where the stars live. You can also take a tour, see where the stars are dead.
Yeah. There's that, and, you know, this is not just common to California. When I was in Seattle for a business event, one of my friends from cable said, hey, you know, I really have to go find the cemetery where Bruce Lee's buried so I can go take a picture for my husband. So we actually went cemetery hunting in Seattle and found Bruce Lee's grave. I mean, a lot of people do that.
Yeah, I mean, even in, what, Paris, it's Père Lachaise, what, that has, like, Jim Morrison and other celebrities there, so it's a huge cemetery that people go to.
But it's constantly vandalized, so that's why I'm wondering.
I'm surprised
that it's all public.
So why would you want to go?
They've had a lot of issues with that.
Why would one want to go to a cemetery to go see where dead people are? What is there about that? Just think about it in your own sphere. People who are, as the suggestion is made by Kara, well, all of you have examples of people who have gone to cemeteries to have their picture taken by a rock that has somebody's name on it. If that's the case, I'm going to transfer my Eastley Farm. I'm going to get a whole bunch of rocks, and I'm going to put names on it and see if people will come to see the name. How do you know those people are buried there? How do you know anybody? How do you even know your grandmother's buried at Forest Lawn?
Well, I mean, I saw her go in the ground. I mean, they could, you know, dig her up, Mr. Sensitive, but I just get cranked down there. So,
in the case, though, of Jim Morrison, I don't believe his body's there anymore because it's been vandalized so often. I think whoever's in charge of his estate has moved his body, but they've left the grave there.
Well, yeah, and that cemetery, anyways, is so massive. And, I mean, there's, like, graves on top of each other. So I think a lot of bodies have been moved. They're not there anymore.
I mean, look, it's kind of weird, but it's a geographic region where people can actually pay tribute to someone. You know, it's not just like paying tribute to someone in your mind. It's going someplace to put yourself in that frame. But I don't know. The people that are grave robbers that want to take their favorite celebrities home, that's what they, I mean, with Michael Jackson, they actually put him in a mausoleum. So there's really no access to get at his body. But ugh.
How are you? But why?
Yeah, exactly.
Who does that? Like, you know, you collect autographs. You collect memorabilia. Oh, look, I got an arm. Ew.
Ew.
Look, I got an arm. There we go. That's what everybody wants. So, how about the latest in the sinking of the Titanic? Huh? There's a new documentary that's coming out that suggests that there were two people responsible for the Titanic going down. And we all thought she hit an iceberg, and she sank, and that was the end of it. There's a new theory coming from a trove of old photos at the Titanic launching, and people have been taking it apart. And I'm looking at a picture, which we'll post on our Facebook page, of the Titanic, and there's a circle around this place where it looks like there was an out of control fire when they put the ship out to sea. When it was first launched, there was a fire burning out of control in the boiler room. It was a coal fire, and most people said, that's no big deal. But apparently, this place, there's a patch on the side of the Titanic where it weakened the hull. That's exactly where the ice hit the ship.
Wow.
So how about that for something? Burning coal may have been one of the reasons the Titanic kept going, and they were feeding the furnace, and that was moving, you know, that was keeping it going. But if you look at the dark patch on the hull, all of the fires that took place in the, and that's, you know, that's how these ships were all fueled. They didn't have diesel fuel then. They all ran on coal, and they had huge coal bins in the bottoms of these ships all around the area where the steam was created by the furnace. And on several occasions, apparently, the fires got out of control and burned all the coal that was in the storage area. And so we'll post this picture that shows what went on. It's really pretty fascinating. Not that it makes any difference at this point in time. It's kind of like in 100 years from now, will people care that Megyn Kelly is going to NBC? Yeah, it's the same. Maybe even tomorrow people won't care.
I don't know if that's on par with the Titanic sinking, but okay.
Oh, if you're at Fox News, it is. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, she's the second highest watched character that's there after O'Reilly. So what do they do to put something else in her place?
I think they'll be fine. What I think is, I posted this on Twitter, I don't know if they wooed her with that great success story of the last newswoman that they gave a daytime talk show to, Meredith Vieira. Like,
yeah, right.
Whatever happened to her daytime show?
Bye! Meredith has
I thought that's
talent.
Still on, actually. That's like,
is it?
That's, yeah, it's syndicated.
Does anybody watch it?
I don't know, but
it's so
I think
boring.
It's syndicated. I mean, look at Katie Couric. That's really, that's the cautionary tale. Katie Couric,
yeah, Katie too.
I mean, her show, they had a 2-year deal, and they had to go through with the second season, but yeah, that was a disaster.
Yeah, it's too bad, because she's got talent. So
I mean, really, I can't stand Katie Couric.
You really
I
don't
like her.
Yeah. I do not like her at all. Never did.
You don't like her on the air, or you don't like her as a person? I've heard she's been...
I don't know her as a person. I don't like her on the air.
Really?
Oh. Yeah.
Well, then we disagree without being disagreeable.
Fine.
She is, well, fine.
No, I'm saying that's cool. I'm not going to lose sleep over it.
That's good. She was on, this week she's been on, I think every day this week she's on to help celebrate Matt's 25th or 30th year or 20th year or something on the Today Show. I think it's a nice year. She, for me, makes the most, with Matt, makes the most watchable pair. The rest of them all seem to stick out. Except for Al. They just don't seem to fit for whatever the reason. They don't have the same panache. Now you can say, well, she grew into it, and Matt grew into it. Well, they were both seasoned broadcasters.
They grew into it together.
Yeah, they did.
I think she's been knocked down a few pegs. I think her ego, it doesn't come across as huge as it once was. So she's probably a lot more tolerable now. I haven't seen her with him on today's show because I'm here. But
yeah, all right. A little difficult to watch that while we're doing this program. All right, 18 past the hour. This is DJV.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers, but you pay half the cost. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
At Discover, we believe anniversaries should be a time of celebration, not obligation. That's why we think annual fees are ridiculous. And now just for giving us a try, we're going to give new card members a 1-year anniversary gift they'll never forget. At the end of your first year, we'll match all the cash back you've earned dollar for dollar. No caps and no catches, because we know if you try us, you'll like us. And that's worth every penny. Try it and believe it at discover.com/match. Cashback match offer only for new card members. Limitations apply.
And now, Geico Saving Stories. Nikki Peasley was happily married to Scott. However, something between them changed after Scott spent 15 minutes on Geico.com.
Constant gifts, chocolates, flowers, like he discovered a cash tree.
Cash tree, indeed. Unbeknownst to Nikki, Scott had saved hundreds of dollars on their car insurance by switching to Geico.
His gifts never stop.
Geico, spend 15 minutes and 15% or more in savings could be gifted to you.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Hey, it's Alan Taylor here. I want to tell you about a brand new video series I'm co-hosting with my buddy Scott Duffy. It's called Business and Burgers, presented by by Microsoft. The show travels across the United States, and we're in search of the best burger in America and a side of great business advice, too. Business, sports, celebrities, and food collide in an interview-style format with noteworthy entrepreneur guests sharing the secret sauce that it took to build prosperous, game-changing companies. Follow us online on YouTube, social media, and at businessandburgers.com. Go check out our new video. It's up right now.
Cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
We're all looking for safe, effective, and all-natural remedies for ourselves and our family. The solution is Simplex. Simplex oils provide natural anti-inflammatory and pain relief, antioxidant and nerve protection, and is an amazing topical acne removal and skincare supplement. Natural healing at a very affordable price. Find out more about our non-psychoactive CBD oil products. Go to SimplexSpecials.com. That's SimplexSpecials.com.
And regular folks seem to be excited about Janet Jackson having a child. She and her husband, Wissam Almanya, welcomed their first child yesterday. Janet Jackson and husband Wissam are thrilled to welcome the new son, Aisha Almana, into the world. Janet had a stress-free, healthy delivery and is resting comfortably, so says the hospital. What was it, last spring, when she and her husband, who's what, I think he's 10 years younger than she is.
Well, she's at a pretty advanced age. This is notable. But everything
she's
was
50 okay. years old. Yeah. Your first baby.
Right.
I mean, obviously there was a lot of science involved here, which is super cool. But it'll be interesting to hear how this happened later on. Was this really her egg? Did she freeze her eggs a long time ago? Did they freeze an embryo? I mean, I'm sort of fascinated by the science of this. But at 50, I think... I'm assuming that her being in such good shape all of her life is one of the reasons why she was able to deliver a healthy baby.
Well,
I guess Dr. Ken would have to comment on that.
Remind me to ask him that, okay?
Yes.
Did that? Ask him that question. All right, so anyway, Janet Jackson has a new baby boy. La, la, la. Okay, let's see if we can move our focus to Coachella. There's going to be a Coachella this year, as there has been. But how about the old, what do they call it, Old-chella?
Old-chella.
There's a
couple of things at that fairground. There's Coachella 2 weekends, then there's Stagecoach, which is country, and then Old-chella.
Why don't we go down there to this? When is it? Supposed to
I
be
only
this?
Would go to Stagecoach, and I've April. Already been a few times.
Oh, have you? No. So,
this does nothing for me. This is Coachella nonsense.
Nothing? But here are...
I would totally go. Give me the lineup. I mean, maybe I'll change my mind. Because I don't know
that this lineup is going to do it for you then.
All right.
Radiohead.
Nope.
Beyonce.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar. So far, I'm not going. Let's see. Who else?
What else you got?
Lord. New Order. Bon Iver. Bon Iver. Bon Iver.
Bon Iver.
Bon Iver. Him too. Bastille.
Told Low.
Devedra Banhart. Toots and the Maytals.
Does anyone know who Toots and the Maytals are?
Toots and the Maytals are a reggae act that have been around forever. They're actually really, they're old school, but yeah, they're cool.
Really?
Yeah, Toots has got to be, he's up there. He's probably in his 70s maybe. Late 60s, well, they've been around forever. Well, I admit to only knowing like maybe half of that list. It seems like they're doing a more poppy lineup this year at Coachella. So I actually would maybe, but no. It's a mile in, it's a mile out. Everybody, see, the reason I like Stagecoach is because everybody is just drunk at Stagecoach. At Coachella, everybody's high and drunk. And it's,
So, I mean, it's the only excuse that any modern woman can have to wear a flower crown these days. So if you want to get your hippie thing going on, then you got to go to Coachella for it.
All right, so what do we know about Coachella? Are they doing that again this year?
I'm sure after making the money that they made, they will definitely be doing it again. Oh, my gosh. That was insane.
Yeah. And when's the country version of this, Jennifer?
It's the week right after, Coachella ends.
Really? So what do they call it?
Stagecoach.
Stagecoach.
And that's all like country and bluegrass, I guess, right?
Yeah.
That might be worth it.
Like 4 or 5 years in a row.
I don't think I'd walk. There's nobody on this list for Coachella I'd walk across the street to see. Never mind drive down to the desert.
So, the thing that's crazy to me, so I've never been to a festival before, but there's like, I don't know, 40 people playing every day. How do you possibly...
That's like the New Orleans Jazz Festival.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
There's multiple stages, and at Coachella, by the way, you go there to hear the music, you don't see them. You're sitting so far back, you don't see the scene.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, everybody's on drugs there, but I feel like you would have to be, otherwise I'd be freaking out about missing all of the artists.
All right, folks, there's our review of Coachella. Pretty exciting, huh? 28 past the hour.
Mistake makers. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. What should we do with mistake makers? What consequences should exist for them? Should we punish them harshly? Oh, remember, I'm only talking about people who make mistakes differently than you do. Because you, like me, obviously also make mistakes. But no, I'm not talking about the mistakes you make, because those mistakes are obviously okay to make. What I'm asking you about are, what should we do with people who make mistakes differently from you? I mean, if I was referring to your mistakes, I'd probably suggest that there be some consequence that involved you being taught how you messed up or understand why you did what you did and then be taught a new path. But then any discussion around your mistakes is usually acceptable. It's the discussion around others' mistakes where you really have the freedom to judge harshly. Except that we're all mistake makers. For more on compassion and perspective, subscribe to Tackling Life, the podcast where I team up with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
Exploring underwater wrecks are one of the coolest things you can do as a diver. I'm Greg the Dive Master, and I'll explain why they can also be the most challenging next.
This scuba tip is brought to you by DAN, Divers Alert Network. DAN helps divers in need of medical emergency assistance with the DAN hotline and is the most recognized and trusted organization worldwide in the fields of dive safety and emergency services, health, research, and education. Join DAN today by going to DAN.org. DAN, your dive safety association.
The allure of an underwater shipwreck is undeniable, and most are easily explored from the outside. However, as inviting as a wreck may seem, never enter an underwater structure without proper training and orientation. When anything obstructs your direct path to the surface, the mastery of additional diving skills are needed to mitigate the risks. Get properly trained before boarding the ship. Dive into dan.org for more info and just...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair.
But what can you do?
ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas.
When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting PRIME11 to 42424. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text PRIME11 to 42424.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, please store this number or call right now. 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. By calling the Addiction Rehab Specialist, you're taking the first steps to recovery. Their advisors are ready to match you with a proven treatment center that will help you end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Don't waste any more time with drugs or alcohol. Your future is still a bright place. Let the Addiction Rehab Specialist help you break your addiction to drugs and alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there will be little to no cost to you. Even if you've already been to treatment, give us a call. There's no need to let drugs and alcohol ruin your life. Take the first step now. Call the Addiction Rehab Specialist at 800-535-6078. That's 800-535-6078. 800-535-6078.
A macro burst of talent, intelligence, fun, and facts. And other days, it's a micro burst. Sometimes there's a little in between. But I'm so proud to have Jennifer Horn here and Victoria Keelan, Tara Schilling at the controls in our studio in Washington. I'm Doug Steffen with the latest on Charles Manson.
Ooh.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, your tax dollars is going to keep Charles Manson alive. Why? Who in the hell knows? This guy committed those heinous murders, shocked the country 50 years ago. 82 years old. He's in the hospital. Why are we trying to save this guy? He's been at Corcoran State Prison, and now he's in the hospital in Bakersfield on life support in serious condition. So what are we... Pull the plug, for God's sakes.
I know. This is what I say. I mean, I said to you guys off the air, it's like, if he's on death row, or, well, basically, I mean, I don't think he's eligible for the death penalty, but if he's got 12
eligible,
life sentences.
But they didn't give it to him.
Right. If he's got, if he has multiple life sentences and he's starting to go out on his own, why are we...
Nine life terms.
This is why California's broke.
Yeah. We're keeping this guy alive.
I mean, are they giving him, like, chemotherapy? Or, I mean, what's wrong with him?
There's some sort of a... look at a picture of him first. You want to post that picture of him? did you post the picture of the Titanic?
I did, yes.
All right. So there's a picture of Manson. He's unrecognizable, really. His head's kind of shaved. He's got a beard. He's got a swastika in his forehead. That's the only reason you know it's him.
Oh, wow. So, you're right. Yeah, he looks so weird.
Isn't he? Yeah.
That's not what I think of. You know, you think of that sort of iconic, the big moppy hair. And,
right, exactly. what makes somebody, the guy was insane to begin with, but he's the kind of guy, insane guy, you don't want wandering around on the streets.
Nope.
So we all thought at the time, none of you were around at the time, but I remember this trial well because for the time, for the era, the late 1960s, the amount of detail that the news media went into when it came to how he butchered these people and the people who followed him, what they did, was shocking. Really, I used the term shocking before, but it was horrifying.
It was horrifying, right.
Horrifying. And so any mind that's capable of cooking up what this guy did, in my opinion, didn't deserve. And there was an outcry because people said, you know, the death penalty we all recognize doesn't do any good. It's not a deterrent to anything. But at some point, at least in my mind, you may disagree with me, Jennifer, Victoria, you may disagree. I just think that there's a vengeance motive that may be appropriate. Why would you keep this guy alive? Let him go have, if we believe in an afterlife, I certainly do, let him get whatever he's supposed to get there, or wherever the soul he has in his rotten body. There's something good about everybody. And everybody in some way, shape, or form at some level can be rehabbed. How many lifetimes you have to go through to fix a mess like this guy is, who knows? But
this is mental illness, right? I mean,
yeah,
I don't know
right.
a whole lot about the story. I know he did inspire other younger people. Was he like a cult leader
or something?
Yeah.
Yep.
And then so I know he inspired other people to murder, and then then the Sharon Tate thing happened. So I know a little bit about it, but I mean, this is mental illness can't really be cured when
it's
like
this.
Okay,
so you want to know the height of how crazy this is?
Okay.
The news media is trying to find out what's wrong with him, and because of privacy laws on health information to protect prisoners' rights.
Gotta have those HIPAA laws in place. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. Does he have any family?
I think he does.
I don't know.
I don't remember enough about him.
I know he got married. I mean, they allowed
him. Yeah, he's married to somebody who followed him in prison.
Oh, wow.
I'm not trying to be
lucky girl.
These women do this on purpose. They do it with multiple men. These men, like the Tsarnaev brother that's in prison right now, is like a rock star. The Menendez brothers. These young women like get taken by these terrible, terrible human beings. And I don't know, Doug. I mean, I love to find the best in everybody. You know that, but I don't know how you rehab that guy.
Nope.
I mean, science is behind the fact that you can't really rehab pedophiles. I can't imagine how you rehab this guy.
Who was the serial killer that all the women grew their hair long and wore the gold hoop earrings and they went to court to like try to catch his eye? He was sort of a good-looking serial killer.
Oh, Scott Peterson.
Right.
No, before that, then, there was another one.
No, he wasn't a serial killer, but the guy that offed his wife, he was attractive.
Who was the guy in L.A.?
Ted Bundy. Ted Bundy. That's something. He's the one that all the women, like, he had a type, and so the women, I was watching this documentary once a couple of years ago, and all the women grew their hair long and straight and wore the gold hoop earrings and would show up in court to try to, like, catch his attention. So crazy. I know.
Oh. By the way, for those of you who like documentaries, I happened last night when I came home about 8 o'clock before I fell asleep on the couch. I turned on PBS. Not much. So I guess some of the shows are coming back on. I didn't find The Apprentice. I wanted to watch that. So I came across a documentary of the life of Sidney Lumet, who was an actor and a producer and a director. And for anybody who follows movies from the 30s to today, it is a fascinating, fascinating look at movies that he made. And he's made some of the most popular movies, starting with the stuff in the 50s, but all the way through to today, or close, no, this decade anyway. Lumet, L-U-M-E-T. It just, if you come in, they'll play it, I'm sure, a number of times. Just fascinating. I found it just really compelling. Okay, let's Biff and Biff get to the sports news. Biff number one and Biff number two. See, I will not identify, it's up to them to identify themselves. Two stories. One of them, who's going to Cooperstown, the Baseball Hall of Fame, and then what happened to, if I give you the headline, it gives it away. So who's Biff? Who's going to be Biff number one today?
Whoever you want, Ducky. We're all ready at your disposal.
Really? All right, Jennifer, then you can be Biff number one. Let's go on. Who's going to the Baseball Hall of Fame?
Well, you want to know who that is? That is the feather wearing man we all love, Barry Bonds. Mm-hmm. So, for the first time since their names actually came to the ballot in 2013, Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens are virtually assured of stepping onto the stage in Cooperstown, New York, in the next few years and earning induction into the Hall of Fame. This is controversial because Barry Bonds had that doping scandal
behind
him. That's
it. Barry Bonds and Roger Clemens both are controversial.
Both did. Yeah, that's right.
They're going in. How come Pete Rose doesn't go in?
I agree with you. Yeah. I totally agree with you on that.
Come on.
The people that vote for the Hall of Fame, there's about 450 veteran members of the Baseball Writers Association of America. They've changed their mind about these two baseball players. They said it's absurd to keep the finest hitter and pitcher of their generation out of the Hall of Fame
because
of their dalliances and performance-enhancing drugs.
Uh-huh. Right. Mm. Yeah. Okay.
I know. I think it's ridiculous that they've taken Pete Rose out for betting on his own team, by the way, not betting on other teams. It's not like he was throwing games. Jeez. Okay.
Did he bet against his own team? Or
no, he bet for his team. Always on his team.
See, that's just team spirit. I don't know. Why?
Yeah. It makes no sense whatsoever. None of that stuff. It's just politics. Just shows you. Pete Rose was never liked by any of these. The baseball writers loved him because he was always good copy.
Yeah.
But the hierarchy, nobody, whether it was the ownership.
Look, Paul Giamatti's dad, right?
Right, yeah.
Didn't we figure that out?
Right.
Wait, who's Paul Giamatti's dad?
Paul Giamatti's dad was Bart Giamatti, who was the commissioner of baseball at the time.
Really?
Pete Rose was thrown out, yeah.
Huh, interesting.
Yep. All right,
Family feud.
Biff number two, what's the Peyton Manning story?
Well, it's Eli Manning, younger brother, New York Giants quarterback. He said he was disappointed that his receivers took a trip to Miami on Monday and were partying with Justin Bieber. So, I mean, that's a legitimate complaint about your teammates.
Yeah, because of going to a party is one thing. Wasting your time with a worm is another.
Right. Well, Manning told reporters yesterday at a press conference that he was disappointed in his teammates, but he joked and said they didn't pack accordingly because none of them had any shirts. And, of course, a photo of Odell Beckham Jr. and several of the other Giants receivers hanging on a boat in Miami with the Biebs caused a social media stir. And truthly, a lot of fans of the Giants were saying, wait a minute, they've got a big game coming up, so why are they partying on a boat in Miami? They should be focusing on, you know, the playoffs and the wild card game. So,
yeah, but believe me, the Giants need the help.
Yeah, they're kind of teetering there. So
it's
like they're just either really good or really bad.
Mm. Oh, I know.
44 after the hour, DJV. You ready? Are you ready, Jennifer? Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Are you? That's not too convincing to me.
Well, I didn't know what I'm ready for.
Yeah, what are we
Victoria,
ready for?
Are you ready?
To be excited.
I'm ready.
You're not too ready either.
Well, I don't know what I'm ready for. Like,
Kara, are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, she's ready.
I don't even care what it's for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, there's team spirit for you. Are you ready to try your own Super Beats Super Food Shot?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just had my Super Beats.
Yeah. All right.
I could use them.
Yes.
Especially after this.
Thank you, Jennifer. Go to DougLikesBeats.com and give Super Beats a try. Or you can call them 800-655-4183. This is going to be your new favorite nutrition item. I'm happy to share with you what Victoria, what Jennifer, what Kara have been experiencing, what I've been talking about for now almost 3 years. Get great nutrition. Get great circulation. Get a great healthy heart. Get more energy. Get more stamina. Live your life to the fullest. Call 800-655-4183. Go to DougLikesBeats.com. Even if you didn't know what the heck this stuff did, after all our enthusiasm, wouldn't you give it a try? Okay, so here's the deal. Get a 30-day supply free of Super Beats with your first order. What does Super Beats do? It's a nitric oxide sort of encapsulated power. Nitric oxide is what opens up when you get in your system, opens the arteries up so the blood gets to your muscles, to your brain, to every part of your body, keeps your blood pressure where it's supposed to be. That's what this is good for. It's all natural, and it's waiting for you. Don't work out without Super Beats. Don't go to work without Super Beats. Jennifer takes it in the afternoon at her day job. You will love it. She loves it. We all love it. Call 800-655-4183 or click DougLikesBeats.com for the special offer. 30-day supply free in the first order. The book Beat the Odds free. The shipping is free. Mention Doug when you call 800-655-4183. Shoot some beats with us. You can order them also at DougLikesBeats.com.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Burger King presents Breakfast Stories. Today's story, Marty and the 2 for $4 croissant sandwich.
Yeah, I go to Burger King. They got that croissant sandwich deal, 2 for $4.
It's wicked good with the sausage, dude.
And 2 for $4, that is a huge bargain. Huge.
Well said, Marty. Tasty, savory, sausage on a flaky croissant. Hey, this is not breakfast. This is a Burger King breakfast. Get 2 croissant sandwiches now for just $4. Only at Burger King. Price of participation vary.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The Zika virus has affected blood donations in the U.S., and the FDA has recommended that all donations be tested for the virus.
We'll be testing all units that we are collecting. Certainly, patients ask about it, and right now, we are protecting our blood supply by asking all of our donors about travel history.
Dr. Justin Kreuter, medical director of the Blood Donor Center at Mayo Clinic in Rochester, says there are other criteria for who can and can't donate blood.
Certain medications that a donor may be taking may make them ineligible for donating blood, or it may just make them ineligible for donating a certain component of blood for a period of time. For example, if somebody is taking aspirin, we ask that they not donate platelets for 3 days after taking that aspirin.
At Mayo Clinic, people who have had blood cancers, such as lymphomas or leukemias, are also ineligible to donate. For more information, visit mayoclinic.org.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Creeble.
A young couple thought they were living the American dream when they bought a little yellow house with a white picket fence in El Dorado Hills, California. But then, the town decided to ban yellow and require all homes to be beige or tan. This young couple decided to fight back. They finally won a long court battle, so the town decided to get even by banning the picket fence, too. The city manager said, "If you allow yellow, then when a guy comes in and says he likes purple, where do you draw the line? How about looking through the lens of liberty and drawing the line at freedom? If people can't paint their house whatever color makes them happy, they should see red."
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep?
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit forming.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no. Wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Season Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Tech Talk time with DJV, and we have some very important information about protection. You know how those little things that you have in your wallet are supposed to keep people from stealing the info that you have on your credit cards? Anybody
yes.
ever?
Yeah. Do they,
I have one of them, too. I don't know if they work, though.
Do like really, the jammer, right? So people yeah. can't get the code, the
yeah.
chip.
Right, yeah. All right, so we're going to take this one step further, how to protect your gadgets this winter. Up next here.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now, you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Lightning.
Hey, bud, your pal Lightning. I was just hanging out in the old Cloudaroo here. Thought I'd give you a call. I hope you're still not sore about that time I deep fried your big screen TV with that bolt. Yeah, I've been meaning to pay you back for that one. For sure. A little short on cash at the moment, but any day now. Yep. Well, anywho, talk later.
Lightning won't pay for the damage it causes. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
All right, let's get to the gadgets. How does one protect, Victoria, your gadgets? And I guess the gadgets, we're talking about devices more than anything else, right?
Laptops, cell phones, tablets. Yeah, this is something that people don't realize. We all know in the summertime you don't leave your devices in a hot car, right? Because it can melt everything down. Well, freezing temperatures can actually do just as much damage. And this is something I didn't even know until researching this. You have to make sure you keep all of your devices out of your trunk, because if you leave your devices in the trunk and over extended periods of time, it will actually freeze, and you can ruin your screen, you can ruin your hard drive. There are a lot of things that can actually happen. If you absolutely must travel with your devices and leave them in a freezing car, make sure you wrap them in layers. If you have an old sweater or something, you actually want to coddle your devices and keep them nice and warm. Now, if you do have to leave them there and they do freeze, you want to make sure that you let them warm up to room temperature before you reboot them, because you can cause a massive hard drive crash.
And don't check them in a bag, because it's 40 below zero in the plane.
Exactly.
All right, now, the CES show is about to get underway in Las Vegas. Here's my pal Holland Cook with an update.
The buzzword here is V2V, meaning vehicle-to-vehicle communication, to tell drivers what's beyond their line of sight. Example, 2017 Cadillac CTS sports sedans can share information with each other about driving conditions, weather, speed, sudden braking, and accidents. Yes, cars are texting each other. The auto industry is where the smartphone industry was just before iPhone, on the verge of a tech revolution, according to the head of research for the Consumer Technology Association. So 9 automakers are exhibiting here, some introducing new cars here rather than the upcoming Detroit Auto Show, where new models have traditionally been unveiled. And here's another buzzword, platooning, technology that allows packs of vehicles to drive close together at high speed without slowdowns or accidents. Mapping technology is now accurate to centimeters. Will we be better off without a driver? It's estimated that by eliminating drunk driving, texting behind the wheel, and other human errors, robocars could eventually eliminate 90% of 35,000 traffic deaths every year in the USA. You may end up paying higher auto insurance premiums if there's a human behind the wheel. At the Consumer Electronics Show in Las Vegas, I'm Holland Cook from SurvivalSpeech.com.
All right. So that's good information. Also, this protecting your gadgets is good information. I'm going to go back to this for a second, Victoria. I've done this myself, left the phone in the car in the heat and the cold, and I wasn't being facetious. When you check a bag on an airliner, that compartment, unless there are animals in it, is not pressurized, and there's no air conditioning. So what will happen, as you described it here, in the cold weather in your car, will happen in the airplane. So don't check any of that stuff.
That's very true. Your laptop, unless you put it in some sort of a thermal case, you definitely don't want that. And also, make sure you always carry an extra charger, because cold weather sucks the life of your battery as well.
Yep. Really very interesting. That's very important stuff. Good. That's good information, if I do say so myself. And you wouldn't have gotten it if you weren't listening to DJV 59 past the hour.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.